Our gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your word which you have given to us. We ask that these words penetrate deep within our hearts. We pray that the message that you have for us today, that our hearts and our minds will be open to hear. That your Holy Spirit will touch each of us. Lord, we thank you that we are able to gather together to hear your word collectively. And we pray that as we go forth from this place, that we will go forth both as individuals ready to serve in ministry, but also as your church, ready to reach out into our community with hearts that are pure. Lord, I pray that the words that I am about to speak are yours and yours alone. In Jesus' name, amen. As you know, we've been going through the Beatitudes one by one, and I'll be honest, this Beatitude is probably the most difficult for me. It scares me, because we are told that it is the pure in heart who will see God. I have difficulty with that because I know that my heart is not 100% pure. I know that there is contamination in my heart. I know that everything that I show the world is not always of Jesus. On the other hand, I am forever grateful that Christ died on a cross for my sins. That he knows that I am not perfect. That he knows that my heart and my soul and my mind are contaminated by the world in which we live. I am also grateful to know that that process of purification is an ongoing process. And that we have to be constantly active and we have to be constantly aware of the contamination that is in our heart. And we have to be active in that process of weeding out what is not of God. We need to be open to God's Holy Spirit as he convicts us of the sin that is in us. The pure in heart will know God perfectly. So we have to be open to God. We have to be open to hear his word, not only through scripture, but we have to be able to hear his word as his Holy Spirit speaks to us, and we have to be open to what his will is for us. To be pure in heart requires a life of self-examination. A life that reflects deeply on what our interior motives are. The pure in heart are those whose hearts belong to God. And those who allow God to purify their hearts just as he is pure. Too often people call themselves Christians and yet they do not live those Holy Spirit lives. Instead, they live Halloween day after yesterday. And what I mean by that is that we put on a disguise and pretend that we are these Christians who are superheroes of faith, when underneath that disguise is a broken human being. Sometimes I think that we Christians are like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, those who wore that disguise of outward purity. As we read Scripture, we know that they perfected that act of pure living better than anyone else. They could pray. They could speak. They could even walk as if they were completely in step with God. But if we remember properly, we remember time and time again of Jesus telling the Pharisees about their outward appearance, insisting that their hearts were not pure. See, what truly matters is, why do we do what we do? What are the motives behind our words, and what are the motives behind our actions? Have you ever heard the saying, it don't matter how nice the clothes, if you ain't bathed in a month, you still gonna stink. So outward appearance isn't what it's all about. It's about what's deep in our hearts. So what are the motives of our hearts? See, what we need to remember is Jesus knows what's deep within us. Jesus knows what's in our hearts. Jesus knows why we say what we say and why we do what we do. So, my dear friends, let us not be pretentious. Let us not be holier than thou. Let us not be judgmental. Let us not be hypocritical. Instead, let us be authentic. Let us be genuine. Let us be honest, both with ourselves and with others. See, what Jesus wants from us is hearts. And he wants us to give our hearts to him. He wants us to open our hearts and allow God's Holy Spirit to come and live inside of us. Because the day is going to come when we will stand before God and we will answer for why we have said what we said and why we have done what we do. So the first thing for each of us to do is to work on ourselves, to look deep within our own hearts and to examine ourselves. And when we do this, and if we're truly honest about it, it's going to be painful. Because we're going to have to make admissions that maybe we have put to the back burner. We're going to have to make admissions that we have not wanted to make. We're going to have to recognize where our shortcomings are and where it is that our hearts don't belong to God. So I guess maybe the question as the leader of a church is, are we teaching, am I teaching God's word in a way that has us dealing with heart matters? Because that's where it all begins. We live in a world where our hearts are pulled in many different directions. Our nation, our family, sports, work, the newest and the greatest, iPhone or Samsung or whatever the technology is of the day. The latest fashion, pressure from our peers. We could go on and on and on of all the directions that we're pulled in. And while none of those things are bad things, they are all things that can pull us away from God. All of those can become moments, hours of importance in our lives that take us from hearing God's voice, from pulling us away from our Lord and our Savior. So what do we do when we find that Christ is not at the center of our hearts, but instead our work is, our family is, the latest and greatest is? The first thing we have to do is we have to turn to the Lord. We have to confess that. We have to give it to Him. And then I believe that we need to fast and we need to pray, asking that our hearts be filled with the Holy Spirit. And whatever it is that is consuming our time becomes less and less. And if we're pure in our hearts, our desire is that Christ will be first in our lives. And our desire will be to love God and to love one another. So what do our outward lives tell others? Do they look at us and think that we think more of ourselves than we do them? Do we look at other human beings and see the worth that they have? There recently was a situation in church where someone made a negative comment about another person. That person was within earshot. That person never said a word to me, and they didn't confront that person, but several other people came to me because they knew that that person was hurt. So an important lesson for us as God's people is to remember it's just not those on the outside. That sometimes we who are here week after week, those who spend time studying God's word, hearing God's word, slip up. Sometimes our hearts aren't pure. God has an important lesson for us. And that important lesson is everyone and everything has value because God created them. It doesn't matter if it's our spouse, our child, our brothers or sisters in Christ, the person who is on the street, the drug addict, the abuser, the single parent, anyone we encounter in the grocery store, at the train station, or anywhere else, we need to remember that they are created in the image of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so we are to honor them. We are to value them. We are to love them. Those who are pure in heart reach up to God in love, and then they reach out to humanity. Every day is an opportunity for us to do that. An opportunity for our hearts to draw us closer to our Savior. To see the mystery of God's love and God's grace as it works in our lives so that we can love others as Christ loves them. How well do we see God? There's a song I would like you to listen to. It's called The Touch of the Master's Hand. Have you ever heard it?
God in the ocean here. It was hardly worth his while.
You get it?
To waste much time.
See, purity of heart is shown in our words and in our actions. As you listen to the words of this song, did you think at all about how it is that we look at those who belong in this world? Do we look at them as battered and scarred? Do we look at them as having no worth? What that song should remind us of is every human being's life has worth. I think we have probably all said something without thinking. We have all probably had that knee-jerk reaction when something has happened to us or our children or our grandchildren. But we need to remember the touch of the Master's hand is on us. And He wants to use us to reach out to others. He wants us to share that music of His love to other people. And we need to remember that we can't convict other people. We can only show them the love of Jesus Christ. He will do the convicting. So how is it that we can show His love to others so that they can be touched by the Master's hand? I pray that we never lose sight of who God is in our lives and who God is for the lives of others. How well we see God, how well we see Jesus, will determine how we see other people. And it will determine how others see us. See, Jesus knows that each and every one of us have a smudge or two or maybe 100 on our hearts. But He also knows that as we draw closer to Him, as we confess those smudges to Him, that they will be removed and the Holy Spirit will fill those places. Helen Keller said, and I quote, if you don't know who Helen Keller is, which I think you probably all do, she was a woman who was blind, deaf, and mute. But she stated, and I quote, "The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen nor even touched, but just felt within the heart." End of quote. So what is it that our hearts feel? They feel that love that God has for us? Can we feel that touch of the Master's hand? Amen.